This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
With the University of Wisconsin system facing unprecedented financial strain due to the COVID-19 pandemic, outgoing President Ray Cross has issued a plan calling for eliminating duplicate majors across UW campuses and centralizing administrative functions. But Rich Kramer reports the proposal has been met with skepticism by faculty and some administrators who just went through a major restructuring process.
The blueprint for the UW system beyond COVID-19 calls for campuses other than UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee to specialize their missions and prioritize degree programs by January. After that, Cross's office would decide which ones to eliminate, a process he says would inevitably result in layoffs. It also recommends centralizing administrative services and creating a system-wide online education model. When faculty members heard about the major restructuring proposal, there was a sense of deja vu for some.
The process is what, for me, is strikingly similar.
That's Professor Mary Bowman of UW-Stevens Point. She says over the past 3 years, the campus has undergone two major restructuring efforts. The first, initiated by Cross in 2017, merged two-year colleges with four-year universities. Then, in 2018, Chancellor Bernie Patterson called for eliminating 13 degree programs, mostly in the humanities. Bowman says that sparked a two-year fight, but ultimately the majors were spared.
We've got these plans that were, largely drafted without input from faculty, staff, students. In this case, I understand it was without input even from the chancellors or provost. So very much a top-down plan that was released in the press.
Though it was light on details, Cross's blueprint was jarring enough for UW-Eau Claire Chancellor Jim Schmidt to release a campus memo co-authored by shared governance groups saying the recommendations had the potential to significantly and negatively impact UW-Eau Claire. He declined to comment on the memo and Cross's proposal. But UW-Eau Claire student body vice president Anna Zabel helped edit the campus response.
It was kind of maybe gutsy. It's been rare that we've seen this many people sign off, as well as administration, on something that has really taken a stance like this.
Zabel says Cross's call for campuses to specialize their missions was especially concerning because UW-Eau Claire promotes a slogan Schmidt calls the power of and. In essence, it means students are encouraged to explore campus offerings and find their passion rather than focusing solely on a career path. In another rare moment of criticism from within the UW administration, Regent Bob Atwell said during a listening session with shared governance members that he wasn't thrilled with how it was announced.
I think that the process as it rolled out at the last Regents meeting was tremendously confusing to a lot of people, including Regents, I might add.
But despite disagreements over the plan and its rollout, the UW system faces an estimated $212 million in lost revenues through summer due to COVID-19. That's on top of a seven-year freeze on undergraduate tuition increases at four-year universities and a mandate from state lawmakers to spend down tuition cash balances to fill cuts in state support.
It's sad, but true, that many people want the benefits of world-class higher education without the necessity of paying for it.
That's Terry Hartle, Senior Vice President at the American Council on Education. He says most UW campuses face a perfect storm of reduced state funding, tuition limits, and declining enrollment. Hartle says Cross's proposal is a thoughtful one, though it may be hard to swallow.
Nobody is going to like this particular proposal because it sadly means less higher education. But I think the system has been placed in the unenviable position of having to have this discussion, whether people want to have it or not.
The blueprint plan is now in the hands of UW Regents, and how it's implemented will be up to the next UW system president. Meanwhile, faculty and staff resettling from the last restructuring process are waiting to see what public higher education in Wisconsin might look like in the wake of expected cuts caused by COVID-19. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.